5199. Rico's Tires and Wheels. Quality used tires. They fix flat tires too and wheel repair. Just a few blocks south of Veterans. 2609 David Drive, Metairie. 504-455-5199.
Welcome to a brand new season of In the Paint, talking New Orleans Pelicans basketball all season with your host, WGSO radio personality, Mitch Gibbs.
All right, welcome to another edition of the show, and we got four great guests, but we're going to start off with what I think will be one of the great championship series in sports, and I'm hoping it will be. The Stanley Cup Finals are now set with Tampa Bay victorious a couple of nights ago to advance to the Stanley Cup Finals, representing the Eastern Conference. The Western Conference will be represented by, of course, the Colorado Avalanche. Game one Wednesday night. And a gentleman who's been on with us many times before, who is the announcer, stadium announcer, for the Avalanche, and he's got to be thrilled about the fact that he'll be there live watching some and broadcasting and of course, talking about what's going on with the Avalanche and the Tampa Bay Lightning as they begin their Stanley Cup Finals. Alan Roach. So, Alan, thanks for joining me this afternoon.
Hi, Mitch. It's exciting hockey days here in Colorado, even though it's 95 degrees.
Yeah, I know. It's I know that the season is long, and you know, it's interesting that you get the playoffs and the Stanley Cup Finals in the summertime, but that's the way it is. But I think this is going to be a great series, and I think that I'm sure probably Colorado would have preferred to play the Rangers, but they will earn the championship if they pull this one off. They're a slight favorite in this series, I believe. And, you know, facing the two-time defending champions, trying to win three in a row, which I believe has not happened since Edmonton did it in the Gretzky era, it should be a great series, and you got to be really excited about that.
Yeah, I think you couldn't have drawn it up any better. I mean, on paper, it's perfect. Now, maybe TV markets, if you start looking at that, somebody wanted New York in there instead. The story, though, is what you just talked about with Tampa Bay, is that they were not the best team in the league this year. They finished, what, third, I think, and all they had to do is get into the dance, and once they got into the dance, they know what to do. They've done it for 2 years in a row now, and the Avalanche have been kind of the best team in the league for 3 years in a row. At the end of the season, they've always kind of been the favorite to come out of the West to go to the Stanley Cup, and they've never, ever made it out of the second round. So now here's this Avalanche team who's had disappointment over the last 2 years and has seemed to put everything together. When you watch them play hockey, they are a different team than any other team in the league. If you just look at the TV and watch the Avalanche and then watch either the Rangers or Tampa Bay, you'd say, oh, this series is going to be over in a hurry. Colorado's going to win it fast. But that outlier is Tampa Bay and the fact that they've been there. They've done that. They know what it takes. Almost everyone on their team knows what it takes, whereas the Avalanche are in new territory.
Yeah, I agree with you. They had a little rocky second round with St. Louis, and that's the round where they've always had the problems, but they got through that. Other than that, they've been just dominant. Is it been too easy for them, you think? Because they're facing a different team. Nobody they played so far, I think, is in the league of Tampa Bay. Even if they have their comparable in talent, it's just the championship pedigree, the ability to come from behind, to win close games like the Rangers were talking about, how they were in every game and they lost one goal games, because this is a team that knows how to win when it counts in the pressure moments, and that adds a twist to it. So I agree with you. I think if Colorado can dominate, I would be really impressed. I think it's going to be a close series, though. So what do you think?
Yeah, a lot's going to be known on Wednesday. If the Avalanche can score four or five goals on Wednesday and play the way that they played in 12 of their 14 games this far, then I don't see any reason to see why the Avalanche aren't going to continue to play that way all through this series. And I think most people would agree that Tampa Bay can't continue to score with the Avalanche if they're going to average 5 goals a game, much like they did through the regular season. However, a goaltender can steal not just a game, a goaltender can steal a series. And the numbers for Vasiliev are just ridiculous, whatever they were showing during the game the other night, that in the last 7 elimination games, he's given up a total of 0 goals. That's fairy tale stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
If he can play that way and frustrate the Avalanche right out of the gate on Wednesday and frustrate him again in Game 2 and then go home with maybe 1 win here, then, yeah, all of a sudden the Avalanche have their back against the wall because the Avalanche win games by outscoring you. However, they were awfully impressive against Edmonton on the defensive side. Cale Makar just shut down Connor McDavid, and I think Makar outscored McDavid in that series.
Yeah.
So the Avalanche are no slouch when it comes to defense either, but they've not been there, and Tampa Bay has, and I don't think you can overstate that.
Yeah, I agree with you completely. And you think about Tampa Bay in the first round, I believe they lost a game like 5-0. And then in that first series where they had to go to 7 with Toronto, and then in the series with the Rangers, I think in game 1 they had tied the game at 2-2, and then it suddenly was like 6-2, and I was like, that's not a big deal for that. That makes Tampa Bay more dangerous. Now they're really angry. Even though they lost game 2, then they went 4 in a row. They came back against Toronto, losing, I think, a couple of games that were fairly lopsided. It doesn't matter to them. But I wonder if that would affect their psyche more against a team like Colorado, who can score 5 or 6 goals every game. So I think you're right that if Colorado wins game 1 and scores a lot of goals, it's a little bit different for Tampa Bay as opposed to facing a team like Toronto or the Rangers.
Yeah, and for both teams, I think you can say this. Both teams are facing certainly the best team that either one of them have faced in the playoffs. And you can't really compare this time of season to any game that you play against any team in the regular season. So it's uncharted territory for both teams in that they're both playing the best opponent they're going to play in the postseason. And, yeah, that's the beauty of playoff hockey. Is that every period, the first period of the first game is so incredibly important, but yet once you get to the third period of game 5 or the second period of game 6, all of a sudden that's the most important period. Every period of hockey is so important in playoff hockey, and it starts with period 1, game 1.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting. It's good talking to you, I think this is a good series for. I know they don't have the Rangers, or they don't have the biggest market team, but I think this, like the team that's probably been the best team in the regular season versus a team trying to win 3 in a row, I think the Rangers will be. Hopefully, they will be really good. Transitioning to ESPN, I would think would help ratings as well. How do you feel about that overall? Do you feel like hockey is making progress in terms of more interest, new fans, ratings? What are your thoughts on that?
Yeah, I don't think there's any question that the deal they signed this year with TV is going to help them not only immediately right now, but through the next couple of years. And also, this series could do a lot. It's not up against NBA stuff, and you know, baseball doesn't really matter right now, and football's in a dead period. And the way sports betting is now, as soon as the NBA finals are over, then the sports bettors are going to slide right into the NHL, and they've got the opportunity to watch it on TV. You don't have to search for it anymore. So, yeah, I think all of those things help the NHL as a whole. And for listeners of yours that aren't big hockey fans but, you know, watch it every now and then, watch this Avalanche team play. They play different than any team in the league because they can do what no other team in the league can do. They are so fast, they are so end to end. They have some of the greatest players in the world on their team. They are truly a joy to watch, and I've really enjoyed this season.
Yeah, it's great, and let's look forward to a great series either way. Hey, we got to run it, Alan. Thanks. It's always a pleasure. Hopefully, I'll come back and see you next year, and we can share some thoughts. Thanks again for joining me today.
Yep, you got it, Mitch. Go Avalanche.
Okay, go Avs. Yeah, hey. And we're going to take our first break. We'll be back. We're going to talk some events coming up in the New Orleans area right after these messages.
She fights for what you deserve. She knows all about pain and how to make them pay. Stunt woman turned bad attorney.
Ladies and gentlemen, Vanessa Mata.
When you need legal action, send her in.
At Fidelity Bank, some of our clients say "here for good" in Spanish.
Estamos aquí para quedarnos.
Some say it in French.
Ici pour de bon.
Vietnamese.
Arai mai mai.
And even Italian.
Qui per sempre.
Because "here for good" means we're local and committed to our uniquely diverse South Louisiana community. Come see what a difference a local bank can make since 1908.
Here for good.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Pay that other pest control company their, quote, home of the $650 termite treatment protection plan, called DA. I'm Jed Derensburg with DA Exterminating, and I bet we can beat that price. We offer different treatment methods featuring the Centricon bait system, and we have one of the best termite protection plans in the country. Before you pay $650 to another company, call DA. New Orleans metro area, North Shore and Houma. DA Exterminating, complete pest and termite control services since 1959. Call 800-650-PEST.
Mitch Gibbs here for Premier Nissan of Metairie. They have flexible payment plans and are proud to be your one-stop automotive shop featuring quality inventory at competitive prices, car loan assistance, and auto repair and maintenance services. They are located at 6636 Veterans Boulevard in Metairie, Louisiana, and are open Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. Stop by today for the best deals in town or call them at 504-455-5800. Are you suffering from neck and back pain due to a recent auto accident? Did you go to the ER only to have them tell you that nothing is wrong? Dr. Stephen Tremuta with Doctors Rehab Services is here to help. Chiropractic care is considered one of the best remedies for whiplash and soft tissue injuries. With three metro area locations in Kenner, Mid-City, and the West Bank, Dr. Tremuta makes it easy to start your road to recovery. For more info or a free consultation, call Dr. Tremuta at 504-465-5353.
Hi, I'm Mitch Gibbs, and I want to tell you about a great service, Accardo and Lambert Plumbing. 8303 Willow Street in the heart of Uptown New Orleans, 504-866-7162. They've been in the business for over 30 years. They're fully licensed. They'll provide all your gas and plumbing needs. In most cases, same-day service. In addition, they're accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Accardo and Lambert Plumbing, 866-7162. I consider myself a customer.
All right, we're back live here, and good stuff by Alan Roach about the Stanley Cup Finals. Next guest, we'll be talking about an event. I've been at a few of those, and they're great every year. June 16th, which is just coming up later in the week, I believe on Thursday night, the Boys and Girls Club annual fundraiser called the Blue Door Blues at the beautiful Audubon Tea Room next to Audubon Zoo. And we've got Tony Leggio on the line right now to talk about. So, Tony, thanks for joining me. And before we get into the event, tell us a little bit about what the Boys and Girls Clubs do.
All right. Thank you so much. Thank you for inviting me. Our mission at the Boys and Girls Club is to, like, enable all young people, especially those who need us most, to reach their full potential as productive, caring, and responsible citizens. How we do that is we have 9 sites that are in our metro Louisiana footprint. 2 are in Orleans Parish, 1 is in Gretna, 1 is in Covington, we have another one in Slidell, and 4 in East Baton Rouge. And we do summer enrichment programs. So over the summer, we work with kids the ages 6 to 18. Over the summer, it's like a summer camp, but mostly we do enrichment programs to help them with education, healthy lifestyles, and just fun in between all that. And then after-school programs for the youth and the teens. And we do that all year long. So we go pretty much the whole year. We may not be open in August. That's the only month I think we're actually closed.
Well, that's a warm month, although
it's
already warm right now.
our staff to pull together and get ready for the school year.
So the Blue Door Blues, which is the fundraiser this Thursday night at the Audubon Tea Room, it's a great event. I've been to at least a couple of them or so, and they've been great. It's a great cause, raise money for what you just discussed. So tell us about our listening audience how they can purchase tickets and a little bit about what you guys have planned this Thursday night on the 16th.
We have some great things planned. Okay, so first you can purchase tickets by going online to our website at BGC, Boy Girl Clubs, MetroLouisiana.org. So if you go to our website, it'll tell you about our events, and then you go there and you can buy tickets online. We have an amazing silent auction with over 70 items. So they're going to have fun. The event is broken up into two sections. 6 to 7 is the VIP experience, where we have Darryl Terrell, a former Saints player, who will be there at that point, and you can network and meet him, take photos. And then the gala is from 7 to 9:30. And we have Mashiach Lake and the Little Bighorns performing. We have lots of food, some specialty cocktails by Cathead Vodka, an open bar, and it's a lot of fun.
Yeah, that outdoor area in the back of the Audubon Tea Room is great, too, especially when you have a nice breeze blowing out there. So that should be a great event. And, again, we got the website. We'll mention it again. But I want to thank you for joining us. Any final thoughts, you know, because we got the listening audience right now listening, and I want them to come because it's a great cause, it's a great event. But let me know any final thoughts about this, how important this is to the community.
Well, we have a really big need. Having these raising funds for our clubs for the youth is very important. 16% of all young people in Louisiana fail to graduate from high school on time. Okay, 22% of high school youth in Louisiana were involved in a physical fight in the past. We help curb those things. we also help with like food insecurity. So we're getting these people good, healthy meals. So it's very important that we fund our youth, and because we need to help them. As you can probably see, making sure that we take care of them and then they're on a good path for their future to graduate on time and to be good citizens. That's the most important thing.
That's there's no question about that. That sells. It should sell everybody in that, because we need more of that. So anyway, Tony, thanks for joining us this afternoon. And we'll mention the information again before we get off the air. But it's a great cause and everybody should support it. So thanks again for joining me today.
Thank you so much. We appreciate it.
Thank you. That was Tony Leggio with the Blue Boys and Girls Club annual fundraiser, the Blue Door Blues Gala, this Thursday night, June 16th. 6 o'clock is the patron VIP, 7 o'clock to 9:30 is the gala at the Audubon Tea Room at Audubon Zoo. And let's get back to what we were talking about on the first segment with Alan Roach, who again is a stadium announcer for the Colorado Avalanche. I think you're going to have a great series. You know, I asked a couple of guys who make bets on these things, and Colorado is a favorite in this series because, like Alan said, they've been just unbelievable. They've swept two of the three series, only gave up, lost two games against St. Louis in round two, which has been their Achilles heel. And Tampa Bay's had to struggle and fight, but as a true champion, they're still standing, and you got to beat them four times. And so they are plus 150 to win, and the Avalanche are under even odds. They're like 3-5 or something. I got to admit, I like both teams. I think it's going to be a great series. I think it's going to be great for hockey. I mean, you can't, even though you don't have two huge markets, Denver's not a bad market. That's a pretty good sized market. And so is Tampa Bay. I know it's not New York, Chicago, LA, but you've got two, large markets. And you've got the two-time defending Stanley Cup champions against Colorado, which has already won a couple of cups several years ago, and they got probably the most exciting team. It's going to be a wild, and it's going to be awesome, I think. I got to lean towards Tampa Bay. You know, I always try to lean towards the underdog, but Colorado has not faced the opposition. I think Tampa's had played better opposition in their road to the finals, and they have the championship pedigree. They got blown out in early in two series and then came back. And look what happened to them. They gave up six goals in the first game against the Rangers and lost game two and then won four straight. They swept Florida, who had the best record in hockey, right, in the second round. In the first round, they had to go seven games and won at Toronto in game seven. So they won at – when does a team win on the road in a game seven? Boston did it in the NBA this year, but it doesn't happen that often. So they have – they know how to win the big games. They know how to play their best hockey or perform at their best in the crunch times. And Colorado has not had to do that. So the question's going to be, is Colorado that good where they just overwhelm Tampa Bay, or are we going to have a long series? I think we're going to have a long series either way, but I think it's great for hockey, and that's the most important thing. I like both teams, so it's great for both teams, and I think it's the best way to promote the game with these two teams playing for a Stanley Cup championship. I think they couldn't have drawn it, like Alan said, couldn't have drawn it up any better. All right, so I lean towards Tampa Bay in the series at plus 150. I want to mention, again, playtimberlane.com. Richie Tomlin, the pro there. If you go to playtimberlane.com, you can join the Golf Vantage program, which gives you all these benefits and discounts. You can book tee times. You can also call them at 504-367-5010. I know it's very warm out there. We haven't had a lot of rain. They had to water the greens because we've had, although we got a lot of rain Friday, so hopefully that made up for some of our deficiencies. But I want to mention that. And in the second half of the show, we're going to talk with Alex at Larry Fest and then Gary Smith with The Advocate. And we got the U.S. Open Golf Tournament. I know they're letting all the LIV players play because I think they have to. It's an Open. So I don't think the PGA can prevent them from playing. Phil Mickelson's got to play in it because that's the only major he hasn't won to try to complete the Grand Slam, although they say he's 150-1. Dustin Johnson's a long shot because he's not played very well, and he's in jeopardy of losing his streak of winning at least one tournament every year, which I think is really in jeopardy because he's joining the LIV, so he's not going to play on the PGA unless he wins the U.S. Open or the Open Championship, the British Open. He can play those because those are open events. But we'll see how that goes. A lot of controversy surrounding that. And I think it's going to end up being a merger down the road. I was just telling somebody the other day, we had the AFL-NFL merger. We had the ABA-NBA merger. I think we're going to see that eventually, you know, because finally the PGA people are going to realize we can have bigger purses if we work some kind of partnership out with LIV. And I know there's a little politics involved with that as well, but I think that's on the horizon. All right, we're going to take a break. We'll be back talking Larry Fest right after these messages. Are you suffering from neck and back pain due to a recent auto accident? Did you go to the ER only to have them tell you that nothing is wrong? Dr. Stephen Tremuda with Doctors Rehab Services is here to help. Chiropractic care is considered one of the best remedies for whiplash and soft tissue injuries. With three metro area locations in Kenner, Mid-City, and the West Bank, Dr. Tremuda makes it easy to start your road to recovery. For more info or a free consultation, call Dr. Tremuda at 504-465-5353. Mitch Gibbs here, host of In the Red Zone, talking about my good friend Joe Pepe and New York Life Insurance Company. They are a Fortune 500 company and have been in business for over 150 years, currently hiring entry-level life insurance agents and financial planners in the metropolitan New Orleans area. They provide investment opportunities and peace of mind for their clients. Call them or text them today at 833-DAT-LIFE.
Following is a paid endorsement.
He's a man of integrity.
Choosing your attorney can be a life-changing decision. Chip Forstall has over 28 years of experience, giving you the personal attention that you need. If you or a loved one has been injured, you need a lawyer to protect you, your family, and work to get compensation for your injuries. Contact the law office of Chip Forstall today, located at 320 North Carrollton Avenue, New Orleans, or call us at 483-3400. That's 483-3400. Or log on to www.chipforstall.com today. You need caring, aggressive, and effective representation. You need personal attention. You need Chip Forstall.
Chip Forstall. Chip Forstall. He knows the law. Chip Forstall.
Mitch Gibbs here, host of In the Red Zone in our 10th season for LA Medical Management Corporation, located at 2930.
Louisiana Radio Network, I'm Jeff Palermo. To address school shootings, Senator Bill Cassidy is among a bipartisan group of senators presenting a bill to allow for a more thorough background check for young adults.
Most of these rampage shootings are occurring between those who are 18 and 21.
And Cassidy says that's important to note because often a regular background check might not find previous offenses or mental health concerns.
When you're 18, that gets either hidden away or expunged in most states.
This bill allows for more time to complete a thorough background check on 18 to 21-year-olds, and it provides funding for mental health.
So you had to kind of address the shooting aspect of it while protecting Second Amendment rights, and I think we've accomplished that.
I'm Brooke Thorington.
Heat indices could reach 110 degrees today for the northern half of the state and southeast Louisiana. Also, Saharan dust has moved into the state, causing a rise in particle levels, which produces unhealthy air for sensitive groups. LRN.
Tiger Rag. Three-time Home Depot Coach of the Year. Two-time AP College Football Coach of the Year. 11 seasons at Notre Dame. Two college football playoff appearances. And now, the head coach of the LSU Tigers, Brian Kelly. Brian
Kelly. What the fadizzle?
I know LSU fans will love Brian
Kelly.
I'm
excited.
Success follows him everywhere he goes. All he does is win.
The winningest coach in Notre Dame history.
Tiger Rag Magazine will be there as LSU ushers in a new era on the gridiron.
He wants to win a championship.
His plan to take this program to the next level
is
the same as ours.
Under the bright lights.
Not here to taste success.
I want to be.
He's here to sustain.
On the Broadway stage.
Shows where LSU is as a program right now.
We have a lot of talent and a lot of talent coming in.
Super excited.
I want the fans here early, tailgating and having a great time and filling the stadium and being enthusiastic.
Find Tiger Rag on newsstands and online at TigerRag.com.
She fights for what you deserve. She knows all about pain and how to make them pay. Stunt woman turned bad attorney.
Gentlemen, Vanessa Mata.
When you need legal action, send her in.
At Fidelity Bank, some of our clients say "here for good" in Spanish.
Estamos aquí para quedarnos.
Some say it in French.
Ici pour de bon.
Vietnamese.
Arai mai mai.
And even Italian.
Qui per sempre.
Because "here for good" means we're local and committed to our uniquely diverse South Louisiana community. Come see what a difference a local bank can make since 1908.
Here for good.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Mitch Gibbs here for Premier Nissan of Metairie. They have flexible payment plans and are proud to be your one-stop automotive shop featuring quality inventory at competitive prices, car loan assistance, and auto repair and maintenance services. They are located at 6636 Veterans Boulevard in Metairie, Louisiana, and are open Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. Stop by today for the best deals in town or call them at 504-455-5800.
This is Jed Darensberg with DA Exterminating Company. Here's our jingle. Hope it bugs you.
DA Exterminating. The real DA is on the way. Say your home's got fleas or home's got bugs. Crawling in your walls or on your rugs. Say no to bugs. Tell your DA. Pick up the phone. We're on the way. DA Exterminating.
We offer complete pest and termite control featuring the Centricon system. DA Exterminating Company. 800-650-PEST.
DA.
All right, we're back for the second half of the show, and let's get to our next guest. Larry Fest is back, and who doesn't like a great beer tasting, a beer festival on the North Shore at the Castine Center, just right across the causeway, not too far once you cross the causeway. We got Alex Guggen with us to talk about Larry Fest. So, Alex, thanks for joining me this afternoon.
Hello, good afternoon. Thank you for having me today.
It's great to have you on, and so tell us a little bit about the origin of the festival, because that's important to our audience before we talk about the details. So tell us a little bit about how it started.
Yeah, so this is actually one of the funnest events. It's my favorite event. So the reason it got started is because there was a gentleman named Larry Hartzog, and he not only had a love of animals, but he also had a love of home brewing. So that kind of came about the Mystic Crew of Brew, which is a homebrew group. So they actually started this event together with his wife, Nancy, in his memory. So like you mentioned, it's all about brews and animals. So whether you want to taste some commercial brews around or want to taste some home brews that people are whipping up, or just visit with some animals, this is the event for you.
I've got two shirts that they've given me over the years because I've been, I think, at least three times, and which I appreciate you guys inviting me, and I love it because I love beer tastings. But I try to wear that shirt, and when people always ask me, I said, this is the thing you got to go to. And if you like beer, yeah. So it's great working with you guys for another year. And so I'm looking forward to it. But tell us a little bit about, I know it's coming up June 25th. So give us all the details.
Yes. So like you said, there are going to be T-shirts. And wait till you see the artwork for this one, because it's got a little dog on it that's super rough looking, but super cute. Hopefully we'll get some people's attention. But yeah, like you said, it's June 25th. That's a Saturday. It's going to be the Saturday after Father's Day. And it is from 4 to 7 p.m. with 3 p.m. being early entry. So like you said, it is in June, but we're in the air conditioning, so you don't have to worry about being hot. We're going to be in the Castine Center. And if you want to get tickets for this event or just get a T-shirt, maybe you can't go. There's so many different websites you can go to. Of course, you can go to Eventbrite and get the tickets directly there. Or you can go to NorthshoreHumane.org. Of course, we got links to it. Or you can go to LarryBrewFest.com, and that actually tells the history behind the event and more information on why we're doing it, but also there's a link to the tickets. So tons of different ways you can buy tickets.
Yeah, and there's a picture, it looks like, of Larry, so that's it's great as well. Yeah. At the LarryBrewFest.com.
That's him, yeah.
Yeah, so,
and there's going to be a homebrew competition, so this is the People's Choice Award. So we all get to taste these. Right when you walk in, they give you a cup after they give you a wristband, and that's your cup to use for the whole event, and you just keep filling it up all day. Taste whatever you want.
Yeah, and I ran into a couple of guys who run breweries, like the Milk Porter with the Black Ale, the Cordova beer, and they're going to be there. Okay. So you can have all those people. It shows you all the information with the sponsors on the website as well. So you'll see.
Oh, yeah. All the sponsors are on there. You named a few of them. You're going to recognize a bunch. Of course, Abita and Dixie and Ten Roof. But there's going to be some that you might not recognize and are looking forward to tasting.
Yeah, I've been to a lot of these events. And, like, I'm looking at Chifunct is another one. And Gnarly Barley. They're all great. Ten Roof. They're all great beer breweries. And they need your support as well. So, again, all the information's on LarryBrewFest.com. The other websites, you also talked about Eventbrite as well. And so before I let you go, again, just repeat the information on where you buy tickets.
Sure. You can go to LarryBrewFest.com and click Buy Tickets. You can go to NorthshoreHumane.org and hit Events and buy tickets there. Or better yet, just follow us on Facebook because we are constantly posting the link to the tickets. But the last thing I want to say is now through Father's Day, if you use the code BEER4DAD, that's all caps beer, the number 4, and then all caps dad, you can get $10 off your ticket. And that will make a great Father's Day present.
That is, yeah, you can. I would say that's like one of the best Father's Day presents. I mean, I like to.
I think so. If I was a dad, that's all I want.
Yeah, I mean, when I go to these silent auctions, I always look for those beer baskets or dessert baskets. So it works great. And I bought a few of them. So, and you
and
get to try.
They'll come home with a little doggy this time, too.
Or the T-shirt with the dog, right. So, but it should be a wonderful event. Again, it's a week from Saturday, 3:00 early entry, otherwise 4 to 7. And you get to try a lot of great beers, whether it's the beer breweries or the home brews, all great stuff. So, Alex, thanks for joining me this afternoon.
Yes, thank you for having me and letting me talk about this event. I appreciate it, and I hope to see you all there.
Okay, sounds good. Thanks. That was Alex Coogan talking about the Larry Fest, and we gave you the website, and we'll repeat that as well. We got Gary Smith coming up in the next segment, and I guess we're going to talk to him a little bit about Saints with their mandatory mini camp starting this week, and NBA Finals, they're down to a best of three, of course, with Golden State winning game 4. And now the series is is such that Boston now has to win at Golden State to win the series. And, you know, they always say in these best of seven, if the winner of game five wins a series, it's like 80% of the time. We'll see how that goes. I just think that the Stanley Cup finals is going to be more interesting. I just think so. This has been too many. Every game is, I believe, has not been, it's been won by double digits or so. And it's just weird. So it's hard to say if this is even going to be that exciting if it goes to a game seven, because you could have a game seven in this series at Golden State, and it could be either team could win by double digits. I'm just a little bit disappointed about that, but I just think that shows you, I believe there's a lot of mediocrity in the NBA, and which I think is good for the Pelicans, because I think the Pelicans are getting better and there's no giants or monsters that they have to really compete with, especially next year. So I think, you know, you got to like their chances to be very competitive next year. Zion, I guess, is back in the fold and healthy. And I know Ingram has an injury issue, but, you know, we got a long way to go for the season. So I'm sure he'll be ready to go for that. And then we got the eighth pick in the NBA draft coming up. So I think the Pelicans have an opportunity to really improve their team in a league that's there's no super teams, obviously, we saw from the playoffs. And we'll ask Gary about that. So we'll see how that goes. Also, we talked about the U.S. Open golf tournament in Brookline, Massachusetts. You know, the stories there, of course, are the LIV players getting to play. You were Phil Mickelson trying to complete the Grand Slam, although he's 150-1. And some of these guys who have not been playing on the PGA Tour, Dustin Johnson and Brandon DeChambeau, and then some of these other guys, Roy McIlroy, guys have not won majors in a while. And I think it's wide open. I mean, you'd have to look at a list of the odds for the U.S. Open, and just go for long shots because, you know, I just don't know. I just don't know who's going to win this tournament. I mean, U.S. Opens, traditionally, you got to hit the ball straight, right? Because the rough is always so thick. They make the rough so thick. If you don't hit the ball straight in the fairway, then you're facing a bogey or double bogey because it's hard to get out of the rough. And it should be like that. It should be really difficult. I don't like these courses, especially in majors when the scores are like so good, 10, 15 under. We want to see guys struggle. We want to see the greatness of these players that they can face the most adverse conditions and be successful. So I'm happy with one or two under or whatever to win a tournament. So we'll see how that goes. That's in Brookline, Massachusetts. Starts on Thursday through Sunday. Of course, it ends traditionally on Father's Day Sunday. So we'll see how that goes. So we got a big weekend of sports. We because we've got Game 5 NBA Finals tonight. We've got Wednesday night. We got Game 1, the Stanley Cup Finals between Denver and Tampa Bay. And then we've got Thursday through Sunday, the U.S. Open to terminate or end on Father's Day this Sunday. So a lot of great sports. College World Series will start this coming weekend as well, as they're wrapping up the final two spots to get in the College World Series in Omaha, Nebraska. So that'll start too this coming weekend. So a lot of sports to talk about. And, of course, I want to thank all our great sponsors. We're going to be taking a break after we're going to do two more shows the next two Mondays, and then we're going to take a break for a couple of months in July and August, the summer break. You know, Howard Stern takes off 3 months. I don't see why I can't take off 2 months. And he only works like 3 days a week. He gets paid a lot of money. He must have some deal worked out with those guys at XM Radio. But anyway, so we'll be off for we'll be on the next two Mondays, the 20th and the 27th, and then we'll be back in September, the end of August, early September, to start talking LSU football. And Saints football as well, as we start the our LSU football show and the Saints football show, and maybe do a little handicapping show as well. We'll see if that can be worked out. The logistics of that can be worked out. So anyway, let's take our break. Again, I want to thank all our great sponsors through the football season, through basketball, Fidelity and DA Exterminating and Premier Nissan and Doctors Rehab and LMMC. Accardo and Lambert Heating and Plumbing. Now we've added, of course, Vanessa Mata Law Firm. And so all these great sponsors have been with us for several years. We thank them. And they all will continue into the fall football season. So we'll be back with more of the show live here to talk to Gary Smith. NBA Finals, NHL Stanley Cup Finals, Saints mandatory mini camp starting this week. All this good stuff coming to you live here in New Orleans, Louisiana, right after these messages.
She fights for what you deserve. She knows all about pain and how to make them pay. Stunt woman turned bad attorney.
Ladies and gentlemen, Vanessa Mata.
When you need legal action, send her in.
At Fidelity Bank, some of our clients say "here for good" in Spanish.
Estamos aquí para quedarnos.
Some say it in French.
Ici pour de bon.
Vietnamese.
Arai mai mai.
And even Italian.
Qui per sempre.
Because "here for good" means we're local and committed to our uniquely diverse South Louisiana community. Come see what a difference a local bank can make since 1908.
Here for good.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Mitch Gibbs here for Premier Nissan of Metairie. They have flexible payment plans and are proud to be your one-stop automotive shop featuring quality inventory at competitive prices, car loan assistance, and auto repair and maintenance services. They are located at 6636 Veterans Boulevard in Metairie, Louisiana, and are open Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. Stop by today for the best deals in town or call them at 504-455-5555. 5800.
Before you pay that other pest control company their, quote, home of the $650 termite treatment protection plan, call DA. I'm Jed Derensburg with DA Exterminating, and I bet we can beat that price. We offer different treatment methods featuring the Centricon bait system, and we have one of the best termite protection plans in the country. Before you pay $650 to another company, call DA. New Orleans metro area, North Shore, and Houma. DA Exterminating, complete pest and termite control services since 1959. Call 800-650-PEST.
Are you suffering from neck and back pain due to a recent auto accident? Did you go to the ER only to have them tell you that nothing is wrong? Dr. Stephen Tremuta with Doctors Rehab Services is here to help. Chiropractic care is considered one of the best remedies for whiplash and soft tissue injuries. With three metro area locations in Kenner, Mid-City, and the West Bank, Dr. Tremuta makes it easy to start your road to recovery. For more info or a free consultation, call Dr. Tremuta at 504-465-5353.
Hi, I'm Mitch Gibbs, and I want to tell you about a great service, Accardo and Lambert Plumbing, 8303 Willow Street in the heart of Uptown New Orleans, 504-866-7162. They've been in the business for over 30 years. They're fully licensed. They'll provide all your gas and plumbing needs. In most cases, same-day service. In addition, they're accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Accardo and Lambert Plumbing, 866-7162. I consider myself a customer.
All right, final segment of the show. And like I said, we'll be on for two more Mondays, and then we're going to take a summer break and be back for football season in the fall in September. Gary Smith, the advocate, with us this afternoon. Gary, thanks for joining me today.
Thanks for having me on.
All right, so we don't talk a lot about hockey, but I just had the Avalanche stadium announcer. Alan Roach is great. I love talking to Alan. He's got one of the greatest deep voices. And I forgot to mention, I got to mention this, Alan, in when you, I think Gary, you go to Denver, right?
Yes, I'm actually going in about 3 weeks.
Yeah, I'm going for July 4th, but when you get off the plane and you take the train to passenger pickup or you get your luggage, there's a voice on the train that directs you, and that's Alan's voice. He's got one of the greatest voices. So I talked about that a couple of times on the show. But anyway, I know he works for the Avs and all that, and he likes the Avalanche to win the series. But I think it's a great series for hockey, regardless of who wins, because you've got Colorado's a really exciting, flashy team who's looked awesome in the playoffs in a pretty big market. Tampa Bay's in a big market, too. They're trying to win the third straight cup, which hasn't been done since the Gretzky era in Edmonton. And so I think if you're a hockey fan, regardless who wins the series, it should be good for hockey, right? They got ESPN back on board. They got a great finals. So I want to get your thoughts on that.
I agree. They got the best two teams in the final. That's what you want to have. And they're both one, the two-time defending champions with the best goalie in the league, one, the best offense in the league. And it's funny. Eventually, I'll be right on Colorado because I predicted that they would win the Stanley Cup three straight years. This is the third straight year going into the playoffs. And they always looked they were the last 2 years, they were just a little soft at times. They didn't handle adversity well. And then this year, they had some adversity because they had St. Louis dead to rights to win in five at home, and they blew it and lost. And that was the type time in the past that Colorado would have fallen apart. And they haven't lost a playoff game since then. They finished off St. Louis in a tough game in game six to avoid playing in game seven, and then just destroyed a exciting but defenseless Edmonton team in the next round. And I feel like Colorado is the fastest team in the league. They're the most talented team in the league. But yeah, it's going to be a tough assignment, obviously, going against Tampa. And I did you give yourself credit? Because didn't I see you predicting that the Rangers that Tampa would win four straight games when they were down 2-0 on Facebook or
yeah,
somewhere?
I did.
That.
I didn't. I thought they were going to win the series. Yeah. I didn't know if they were going to win. Uh-huh. But when they got to 2-2, I thought the Rangers were in a lot of trouble because it's just that. The Rangers were in an uncomfortable position. Tampa Bay is in they're in a very comfortable position for themselves, and they know how to win. And that's the challenge that Colorado's going to have, unless they can just score five goals a game, which I don't think they can
that's
do.
That's not going to happen. No, they're going to have to grind it out, which has not been their strength in past years. But I think getting past St. Louis when it really, I mean, they really blew it in game five at home, and all their demons looked like they were coming out from the past. And then they had a really tough game in game six. Once they got through that, I think they felt a lot better about themselves. I think it's a pretty much a 50-50 series, but like I said, since I picked Colorado at the beginning of the playoffs three straight years, I'm not going to change now.
Yeah, I think that it's going to be great for hockey. I like both teams. Mm-hmm. Always, I've been to games at both arenas. Very nice. Always been treated well there. So I wish them. I just want to see a great series because what I'm seeing in the NBA is I think you're going to have, even if you have a game seven, which I don't know, every game has been like lopsided. So it's like, it's just lost interest for me. So I don't know who's going to win, but I'll say this, Gary, I can predict if you do go to a game seven, I could see either team winning by 10 or more points.
Uh-huh. I agree with that. Yeah, the NBA playoffs, it's funny, the Pelicans series were pretty darn exciting for the most part, but the rest of the playoffs have been awful. Just one blowout after the other, and just no teams playing well at the same time. It's pretty remarkable, actually. Quarter to quarter, even, that's the case. That was another one. I think I would have said 51% Golden State, 49% Boston going into the series, and I kind of still feel that way. I just don't know which direction it's going to go, because it looks like Golden State has to have Steph Curry play fantastic to win games, and which he's eminently capable of doing two more times. But and Boston's just so up and down. They're like a different team from game to game. So I agree with you. I don't have a good feel, and I agree with you that even if it goes seven, it might not be a compelling seven.
All right. So I want to ask you about. We'll finish off talking about the Saints with the mini camp starting this week, and the concerns. This is my concerns going to the season. I've been asked this question a lot the last couple of weeks. How do I think the Saints are going to do? I mean, my answer would be, I think they have the talent to be in the playoffs, to maybe win a game in the playoffs, but I could also see them not making the playoffs. My concerns are three things here. Number one, coaching. Dennis Allen, I like it. Like when he's been asked questions, I think he's been good so far, but it's just he's going to have to prove it, you know, in my opinion, after his stint with the Raiders. Number two, I'm not in the Jameis Winston, fan club, and so he's going to have to show me that he can be more consistent coming off an injury, because even though he was 5-2 last year, he had a couple of bad games. And then finally, I think the running game has to be addressed, depending on what's going to happen with the suspension. That they didn't address it in the draft, and they might bring in a free agent. And I'm just not sold on who they have right now carrying the ball. So those are my three concerns. What are your biggest concerns of the Saints going into the season?
Well, I think you named him, and to me it is Dennis Allen, number one. I agree. He's saying the right things, but we just don't know whether he's a good coach or not as a head coach. He was not a good coach with the Raiders as a head coach, and I realize that was a tough situation, but the records he had he clearly wasn't ready to be a head coach when he was the head coach there, or certainly wasn't ready to be a head coach in a dysfunctional organization. He needs to be a lot better, and we just don't know until the season starts. I certainly think he could be, but we don't know. But what's also interesting to me is just the split between local opinion of media about the Saints, what they've done in national. I mean, Will Barnwell of ESPN wrote a column a week or two ago rating the offseason moves of all 32 teams and whether they've gotten better or worse. And he had the Saints 29th out of 32 teams in moves. And I'd say that pretty much the consensus here is the Saints have done a lot of good things in the offseason improving their roster. But it does reflect the Dennis Allen question and the Jameis Winston question. Just nationally, people don't buy Jameis Winston at all. And I think that colors their other moves. And actually, I think you hit them all. The running back is huge because we don't know how long they're not going to have Kamara. And they don't have really a functional running back behind him as far as I'm concerned. And it's hard to win that way. Running back's not as important as it used to be, but you better have a guy who you can count on to do something. And so, yeah, those are my three big concerns, too, going into the year. I do like a lot of the moves. Their wide receiver move, I think that was Land, picking up him was a good move. I like most of those moves, but those the three concerns you named are exactly my concerns, too.
Yeah, I agree with that. Going into the season with Ingram, and if Kamara's out for the first 4 or 6 games, that's a concern. Yeah. But we'll see if they do something before the season. They bring somebody in, and we'll see how that goes. So Gary, we got to run, but good stuff, and hopefully we'll talk to you next week.
Thanks for having me on.
All right, so that's a wrap. We want to thank our great guest Alan Roach, who is the stadium announcer for the Colorado Avalanche at the Ball Arena as they start which could be a great Stanley Cup Finals. The fastest, most talented team in the league, who's swept 2 of their 3 series, getting to the finals versus the 2-time defending champion Tampa Bay Lightning. I think it's going to be a great series. It'll be great for hockey, but it's got to be a longer series. I don't want to see if Colorado dominates, which I don't think they will do. That's not necessarily going to be a great thing, except for the Avs fans. But if we have a great series, 6-7 game series, I think it'll be off the charts for hockey. So we'll see how that goes. We talked to Tony Leggio about the Boys and Girls Club, the Blue Door Blues Gala. That's at the Audubon Tea Room June 16th. This Thursday. We talked to Alex Coogan about Larry Fest, which is June 25th, which is the Saturday after Father's Day. Great Father's Day present. 3:00 early entry, 4 to 7 at the Castine Center. You race across the causeway and you make the right turn, I think on Highway 21, and it runs right in to the Castine Center. Just be careful because you're drinking some stuff and you have some beer and everything, home brews and the regular breweries, that you be careful driving home, of course. And then Gary Smith with the Advocate. Again, my predictions is I think Tampa Bay in my games, maybe in a 7-game series, I slightly favor them. I don't know about the NBA Finals. And I think when it comes to the U.S. Open at Brookline, wide open as well. We'll be back next week. We got 2 more shows to wrap up the In the Paint, and we'll be back in the fall. Have a great week, and we will talk to you next Monday.
Hey all, Brian Diaz here, host of the NOLA Drink Show. Kick off your weekend happy hour with me every Friday from 5 to 6 p.m. right here on WGSO 990 AM New Orleans.
She fights for what you deserve. She knows all about pain and how to make them pay. Stunt woman turned bad attorney.
Gentlemen, Vanessa Mata.
When you need legal action, send her in.
At Fidelity Bank, some of our clients say "here for good" in Spanish.
Estamos aquí para quedarnos.
Some say it in French.
Ici pour de bon.
Vietnamese.
Arai mai mai.
And even Italian.
Qui per sempre.
Because "here for good" means we're local and committed to our uniquely diverse South Louisiana community. Come see what a difference a local bank can make since 1908.
Here for good.
Member FDIC, equal housing lender.